This is an interview with Mr. John Samuel Mulvan, Georgia.
Mr. Townsend, yes. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
evening.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
In the morning.
All right. Any other time? You might say the condemned man will be shot at?
At 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning, or 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the evening. Either one?
Well, what I'm interested in is, let's say the sun first comes up, just rises over the mountain. Do you call that morning or?
In the morning.
You ever say sunrise or sun up?
Sunrise, I say sunrise sometimes.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
In the evening.
All right. Or do you ever say sunset or?
Yeah, I say sunset every occasion.
You ever say sundown?
Yeah, I say sundown. Most of sundown.
Okay. All right. When a big hand on my watch. Well, I'm going to draw you a picture here, and I want you to see if you can make any sense out of this. Here's 12, and here's 10, and right here is, let's say, 15. All right, the big hand is pointing over here, and the little hand is pointing up here toward the 10. What time is it?
That's a quarter till 10.
Okay, we're doing fine. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds disappear and the sun comes out, we say that the weather is
fair.
All right. Or did you ever say clearing off or fairing up? Or?
Yeah, I have said the weather's clearing off. I have said that.
All right. What do you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last long, but when it comes, it lasts about 15 minutes, but boy, it really pours it down?
I call that a hard shower.
All right. Do you ever call it anything like a gully washer or anything like that, a downpour?
Well,
if you don't, just go ahead and tell me.
Yeah, I say it's a wash. That's most of what I say. That's
okay.
A wash.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece, I believe.
Okay, good. What do you call those things that hold the logs in a fireplace?
Fire dogs.
Good. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Splinters.
All right. Or would you ever say kindling?
Well, hardly ever, but okay. Mostly say splinters.
And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood, you know, just full of tar that you...
Lighter.
All right. And what do you call a small room for hanging clothes?
Clothes.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? You know, one goes over another and they keep on the sides of the house?
That's right. Call that the weatherboard.
Okay, good. What do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
I call that the porch.
Good. What do you call a small porch without any roof?
Without any roof.
If you don't have any special name for it, just tell me now.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. We're going to go by that
one. Thank you.
What do you call a small place outside of the barn, an enclosure where cows are put in for milking?
That's a lot. Lot.
Hmm?
You said a small place is put outside the barn where the cows
right.
put in for milk.
Usually fenced in.
Well, we kind of got me a little there. Now I could call it different.